106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back and Ken Schuler court at Glen Oaks Community College. Getting ready for the men's portion of our doubleheader, Glen Oaks and Lake Michigan College, here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports app, and online at WSJMSports.com. Lake Michigan College in the road black uniforms trimmed in red and white. Glen Oaks in the home gold uniforms trimmed in green and white. Jonathan Bowman's going to jump center for LMC and Jamel Boyd for Glen Oaks. Everybody is set. The officials are set. Jonathan Bowman just got to tuck the shirt in and we'll be ready to go. And the opening tip is taken by Glen Oaks. Whitney Harris in a monster game at Lake Michigan College in the win earlier this season. We'll leave it right side of the lane to Caleb Redmond. Redmond back into the corner left side. Here's Harris. A three-point jumper is good. Picking up where he left off in that first ball game. Glen Oaks the early 3-0 lead. LMC the basketball from the right side. Three-point jumper. Jamon Walker no good. And the rebound will come out to Glen Oaks. Right side, three. This one is in and out for Caleb Redmond, no good. LMC the rebound. Devin Nichols quickly into the offensive end.
Lakers! John!
Devin dribbling in the right wing. Tosses it left side. And pass intended for Keanu Hicks. Knocked away out of bounds. And they say it is off of Glen Oaks. It stays with LMC. So LMC will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Jamon Walker to toss it in. Looking out high instead. He'll leave it off for Jamaka Galladay. Jamaka Galladay checked in during that last dead ball. His pass to the right side is intercepted, and here come the Vikings. Three-point jumper right wing for Harris. No, but the follow is up and good for Caleb Redmond. And it's an early 5-0 Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. Devin Nichols up over the timeline to Galladay. Galladay get it to Walker. Jamon from the right side looks to drive it in from there. Lay it up and good. Jamon Walker with two. And it's a 5-2 Glen Oaks lead. And the Vikings the basketball. From the left side, Bradley dumps it right side of the lane. And short jumper up, no good. But a foul on the shot on LMC. Red Hawk foul. It's on Jamaka Galladay, his first, team's first. Foul sends Jesse Sawyer to the free throw line to shoot two for Glen Oaks. First one is good. One more coming up for Sawyer, 6'4 freshman from Anderson, Indiana. Second free throw is also good. 7-2, Glen Oaks the lead, LMC the basketball, Red Hawks the inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Jamon Walker to bring it down the left side for the Red Hawks. Top of the key, Nichols, Devin goes right side for Jordan Marble. Three-point jumper off the side of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes out to Jesse Sawyer for Glen Oaks. Bradley, left side to Redmond, he'll drive it into the paint, lay it up, it's deflected, loose ball picked up and put back in Jamel Boyd. Boyd's got two. It's a 9-2. Glen Oaks lead LMC the basketball. Devin Nichols into the paint. Pull-up jumper, no good. Loose ball rebound's going to come out to Sawyer. Sawyer will toss it left side for Redmond. His pass to the top of the key. Comes to Harris. Spins, lays it up, no good. Second attempt, that's no good. Gets another offensive rebound. That one's blocked, but a foul on the shot. Going to send Whitney Harris to the line to shoot two. LMC foul is on Jamaka Galladay. His second. Team second. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 17:41 to play. Glen Oaks 9, Lake Michigan College 2 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week, it's a less than half price sale. A pint of fresh blueberries, Dynamo liquid laundry detergent, and fresh asparagus, all less than half price.
Get in, get out, get home.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the LMC timeout, Whitney Harris at the line for Glen Oaks to shoot two. His first one no good. One more coming up. 17:41 to go in the half. Glen Oaks 9, Lake Michigan College 2. Second free throw for Harris, also no good. LMC away with the rebound. Devin Nichols will get it to Jordan Marble. Top of the key for three. He got it. Jordan Marble is deadly outside the arc, and he starts off hot tonight with that three-pointer. Now 1-for-2 from outside the arc. 9-5 is the Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. Pull-up jumper in the paint. Good for Jesse Sawyer. Jesse got the pass just inside the free throw line. Turned, just leaned in with the short jumper, and he got it. Sawyer with 4 points. The foul out high is going to be on Glen Oaks. Whitney Harris looking to fight off a screen with a push. So his first and the first on the Vikings in the half. Jamon Walker to toss it in along the near sideline in front of the Glen Oaks bench in the offensive end. Comes out high to Kiana Hicks. Back right side to Marble. Jordan, left wing to Bowman. John at the free throw line. Back top of the key, Marble for three. Got it again. Jordan Marble. 2 of 3 outside of the arc. He's got 6 points. 11-8, Glen Oaks the lead. And the basketball coming up on 16 and a half to play in the half. Dump pass down low. Shot is rejected by Devin Nichols. Battle for the loose ball. It comes to Glen Oaks. Now in the box right side, a short jumper is up and good for Jamel Boyd. Boyd's got 4. 13-8, Glen Oaks the lead. LMC the basketball. Here's Devin Nichols just inside the free throw line. Follow-away jumper, no good. And the rebound comes out to Boyd for Glen Oaks. Looking down court, LMC back quickly on defense. Bradley at the top of the key, brings it to the left side. He's picked up by Marble defensively. Loses it on the floor, and he gets it back. 20 seconds to shoot. Tosses it into the corner left side. Nice pay feed from Boyd. Down low to Harris. Will lay one up, take that back. It was Sawyer, and that's no good. And the rebound comes out to LMC. Nichols quickly up over the timeline. Jumper left side of the lane is blocked out of bounds off of Glen Oaks. It's going to stay with LMC. And on the dead ball, Isaiah Brooks will check in for the first time tonight for LMC. Keanu Hicks will take a seat for head coach Jeremy Schaefer. LMC will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Brooks to toss it in for the Red Hawks. You got left side of the lane to Bowman. John, left-handed layup, up no good. And the rebound comes out to Glen Oaks, and the Vikings looking to run with it. Caleb Redmond down the left side, leaves it off for Bradley. Bradley back to the top of the key. Here's Sawyer. Nice pass down low to Boyd, and Jamel will lay it up and good. He's got 6. 15-8 is the Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. Under 15 and a half to play. Pass to the right side, Isaiah Brooks. Brooks from the right wing to the left side of the lane. Leans in with a jumper, rolls out, no good. Boyd the rebound for Glen Oaks. They'll leave it off for Bradley, and Davon up over the timeline. Drives the left side of the lane, puts up a shot, no, but he's fouled on the way up. Going to go to the line to shoot two. LMC foul. It's on Isaiah Brooks, his first, team's third. Fouls Gassem. Davon Bradley to the line to shoot two. First one is good. One more coming up. Bradley, his first point tonight. Second free throw is also good. Bradley 2 for 2. He's got 2 points. It's a 9-point Glen Oaks lead, 17-8. 5 minutes gone in the first half. Devin Nichols drives the lane for LMC. The ball is knocked away out of bounds off of Glen Oaks. It's going to stay with LMC. Isaiah Brooks to toss it in along the baseline on the offensive end. Goes right side to Marble. Jordan in the right wing. Gives it off for Brooks to bring it out high to reset the offense. Left side to Walker. Jamon looks to drive. He will. Leans in from the left side. His jumper is deflected and the loose ball is out of bounds off of Glen Oaks. It'll stay with LMC with 10 seconds to shoot. And again, Isaiah Brooks to toss it in along the baseline. Get it to Bowman. John goes baseline, and a two-handed dunk is good with authority. Jonathan Bowman, his first bucket tonight. At the other end, Bradley. Toss it right side. Redmond, a three-point jumper, is off the mark. Bowman, the defensive rebound for LMC. Leaves it off for Brooks. Isaiah, top of the key, down the right side of the lane. The ball is stripped away out of bounds off Glen Oaks. It will stay with LMC. Seven-point Glen Oaks lead. A little more than 5.5 minutes gone in the first half. Tomorrow morning, the WSJM Sports Road Trip brings us to Berrien Springs High School. We'll talk Shamrock Athletics between 7 and 8 tomorrow morning here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Jordan Marble, three-point jumper, right wing, rattles out, no good. Glen Oaks the rebound. The Road Trip here on WSJM Sports, also on the WSJM Sports app and online at WSJMSports.com. Bradley at the free throw line, extended right side. Pull-up jumper is good. Davon Bradley's got 4 points. 19-10. Glen Oaks back up by 9. LMC the basketball. Brooks from the right wing to the top of the key to Jamon Walker. Drives the right side of the lane. Follow-away jumper just inside the free throw line is good. Jamon with 4 points. 19-12. Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball. Lob it along the baseline left side for Jamel Boyd. Boyd will go right side, and leading jumper, Jesse Sawyer, is good. Sawyer's got 6. 21-12 is the Glen Oaks lead at the other end. John Bowman, bounce pass left side of the lane. It goes to Brooks, and Isaiah's fouled on the way up. And the Glen Oaks foul is on Davon Bradley, his first, team second. Austin Johnson set the check in after this first free throw by Brooks. And bounces off the back of the iron, no good. Also checking in for LMC is Andrew McGuirt. 13:25 to go in the half, 21-12. Glen Oaks the 9-point advantage. One more free throw coming up for Isaiah Brooks, and it bounces off the back of the iron and down. His first point tonight. 8-point Glen Oaks lead. Vikings the basketball. Toss it left side for Caleb Redmond. Now to the right side. Here's Harris. Whitney, pull-up jumper right side of the lane. No good. The loose ball rebound, Jordan Marble for LMC. Marble, go right side to Brooks. Isaiah tries to drive. He's denied. Nice dump pass down low to Bowman, and John will lay it up and good. Jonathan Bowman now with 4 points tonight. 21-15 is the Glen Oaks lead. Vikings the basketball. Under 13 minutes to go in the half. Whitney Harris, far right side, drives it toward the lane. Ball stolen away by Bowman, and then he's fouled from behind. On the foul, trying to get it back, Jamel Boyd. On Jamel, his first, team's third. Substitution as Daniel Hughley will check in for Glen Oaks. And Tyquez Priester will also check in for Coach David Victor. LMC the basketball, they trail it by 6. Isaiah Brooks to McGuirt. Now left side to Johnson. Austin comes back out to McGuirt. Andrew, top of the key. Leaves it off for Brooks. Drives the left side of the lane, lays it up. It's blocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay with LMC. Redhawks to inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Brooks to toss it in. Into the paint to McGuirt. Wraparound layup is good. Andrew McGuirt has got 2 points. 21-17, a 4-point Glen Oaks lead. Vikings the basketball under 12.5 minutes to go in the half. From the left side, Saravia. Pass to the right side is lost out of bounds, tipped out by LMC. It will stay with the Vikings. So Rob, or should say Redmond, to toss it in. Comes out to Hughley. Right side, Redmond. Along the baseline, give and go. Nice feed down low to Tyquez Priester. He'll lay it up and good. Priester is for his bucket tonight. 6-point Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. 23-17. Johnson in the corner left side. Leave it off for Brooks. His pass right side is tipped away. Picked up by Glen Oaks. Into the offensive end. Bounce it right side. Redmond will lay it up and good. Caleb Redmond's got four. Jordan Marble quickly into the offensive end. To Johnson right side. Austin tries to drive. He's denied. Comes out to McGuirt. Andrew in between the circles. Set up 3-point jumper. Rims around and out. And the rebound comes out to Saravia for Glen Oaks. Right side, Redmond. He'll drive it in from there. Lay it up. No, the follow is no good for Boyd. And the rebound to LMC. Left side, here's John Bowman. Looks to lay it up, and he's fouled on the way in. Glen Oaks fouls on LeAngelo Saravia. His first. Team's fourth. So it sends Jonathan Bowman to the line to shoot two for LMC. First one is good. One more coming up for John on the dead ball. Jamon Walker and Devin Nichols re-enter the lineup for LMC. Bowman's second free throw is good. John is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 25-19, Glen Oaks a 6-point lead in the basketball, coming up at 11 minutes to go in the half. On the right side of the lane, Priester will look to drive in, and we'll have a foul on LMC. Austin Johnson with a little push. His first, team's fourth. Inbound pass will come out to Saravia for Glen Oaks. Right side, I'll leave it off for Hughley. Dribbles away from traffic. Right side of the lane, gets it to Priester. Leaning jumper, no, but he's fouled on the way up. Tyquez is going to go to the line. LMC foul is on Jonathan Bowman. For John, his first. The team's fifth. Tyquez Priester at the line to shoot two. First one is good. One more coming up for Priester, 6'2 freshman from Anderson, Indiana. Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Austin Johnson, the rebound for LMC to Andrew McGuirt. McGuirt along the left sideline, pass along the baseline. The Bowman, John will wrap it up, and I should say wraparound layup is up and good. 8 points for Jonathan Bowman, 26-21. Glen Oaks lead is 5 with the basketball. From the free throw line, Priester, pull-up jumper is good. Tyquez Priester off the bench has got 5 points. 28-21, Glen Oaks up by 7. LMC the basketball under 10.5 minutes to go in the half. Devin Nichols will bounce it right side, and Jamon Walker will step out of bounds right in front of the Glen Oaks bench. Turnover is going to give it back to the Vikings. Glen Oaks already up by 7 with the basketball. Inbound pass will come to Daniel Hughley. Daniel will walk it up over the timeline. He'll be picked up by Andrew McGuirt defensively. Left side to Redmond. Back to Hughley. Now right side to Saravia. Thinking about a 3 instead of lob it down low. And a little alley-oop pass. Lay in good for Caleb Redmond. He's got 6. Devin Nichols quickly into the offensive end for LMC. Devin brings it to the top of the key. Loses it on the floor, gets it back, and we're going to have a tie-up. Jump ball, alternate possession. Trying to see who they're going to, the indication is who they're going to give it to. It's going to be LMC ball.
One.
LMC to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Keanu Hicks will re-enter the lineup for LMC. Austin Johnson will check out. Jamon Walker to inbound for LMC. Get it to Bowman. Back to Walker. Jamon into the corner left side. Devin Nichols for three. Rolls out. No good. Bowman, the rebound. Put back is good. Jonathan Bowman having a nice night for the Redhawks. He's got 10. 30 to 23 is the Glen Oaks lead from the right wing. Three-point jumper is no good for Saravia. LMC the rebound. Toss it to the left side. McGuirt, three-point jumper off the mark, no good. And the rebound to Glen Oaks. And to lose it out of bounds along the end line. Nice job defensively by Jamon Walker. Turnover is going to give it back to LMC. On the dead ball, Davon Bradley checking back in for Glen Oaks. Whitney Harris is also going to check back in.
Duke Curl.
Along with Jesse Sawyer, all checking back in for head coach David Victor. LMC to inbound. Along the baseline near the left corner. It'll go to McGuirt. Andrew's tied up, and the ball stolen away by Davon Bradley. Bradley passed it into the paint and lay in good. Jesse Sawyer. Sawyer with 8 points tonight. 9-point Glen Oaks lead. From the right wing, Keanu Hicks, 3-point jumper, rolls out, no good, and a foul on the rebound. This is going to be on LMC. Red Hawk foul. It's on Andrew McGuirt, his first, team sixth. On the dead ball, Jordan Marble checks back into the LMC lineup. Glen Oaks the basketball up by nine, under 9 minutes to go in the half here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph Benton Harbor. Bradley from the right side of the lane into the corner right side, Saravia. And he steps out of bounds, trying to make his way toward the lane. The turnover is going to give it back to LMC. Women's game earlier tonight, won by Glen Oaks, 70-64. That's a season split between the Red Hawks and the Vikings. LMC to inbound in the backcourt. Devin Nichols to walk it up over the timeline for LMC. He's going to leave it off for Jamon Walker. Coming up on 8.5 minutes to play. Bowman at the top of the key for LMC, 15 to shoot. Jonathan will leave it off, top of the key for Nichols. He'll drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, got it, and a foul. Devin Nichols, his first bucket of the night. He's fouled on the way up by Jesse Sawyer, his first, team's fifth. So Devin Nichols at the line, looking to complete the three-point play. And the free throw is good. Devin, 3 points on the night, one for one at the free throw line, 32-26. Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball, 8:20 to go till halftime. Pass down low, tipped away, but it's picked up by Bradley. Bradley, a nice pass left side. We'll go to Jesse Sawyer, and Sawyer will lay it in. Jesse having a nice half. He's got 10 points. 34-26 is the Glen Oaks lead, and we've got a foul away from the ball on LMC in the offensive end. Red Hawk follows on Jonathan Bowman for John, his second. Team seventh, player control foul, so it'll be Glen Oaks basketball in the backcourt. Coming up on 8 minutes to go in the half, Glen Oaks up by eight. And Bradley will drive the left side of the lane, lay it up, no good. LMC the rebound, Jordan Marble into the offensive end. 3-point jumper off the back of the iron and out, no good. And the rebound comes out to Saravia for Glen Oaks. LeAngelo, right side, pass into the paint, intercepted by John Bowman. Bowman is out that pass, then a whistle and a foul on Glen Oaks. Glen Oaks foul is on LeAngelo Saravia. That's his second, team sixth. Austin Johnson set to check back in for LMC. John Bowman going to head to the bench. I think a precautionary measure for any other reason with the two personal fouls. Coach Jeremy Schaefer does not want Jonathan to pick up that third. Too early before we head into the half. LMC the basketball. Here's Devin Nichols. Nichols from the right wing into the lane. Follow away jumper, no, but he's fouled on the way up. Devin's going to go to the line to shoot two. Glen Oaks foul on Jesse Sawyer, his second, and the team's seventh. Devin Nichols at the line to shoot two. He's one for one at the stripe. First one is good. One more coming up for Devin, 6'3 senior from Benton Harbor. a sophomore from Benton Harbor, played on that state championship team a couple of years ago. Second free throw was good. Devin now 3 of 3 from the line. He's got 5 points. 34-28, Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball. 7.5 minutes to go till halftime. Bradley to the free throw line. Sawyer bounces it along the baseline to Saravia. Now left side, it comes to Hughley. His pull-up jumper along the baseline, no good. Nichols the rebound for LMC. Devin explodes from midcourt. He'll try to drive the right side of the lane, loses the handle on it, get it back. Now Marble in the right wing, three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Saravia the rebound for Glen Oaks. 7 minutes to go in the half. Glen Oaks up 34-28 with the basketball. Here's Sawyer. Follow-away jumper left side of the lane is good. Jesse Sawyer, 12 points on the night. 36-28, Glen Oaks. LMC the basketball. Jamon Walker from the right wing. Looks to drive in. Jumper from the free throw line. Deflected, and the loose ball picked up by Glen Oaks. Into the offensive end, Saravia. His short jumper in the paint is good. D'Angelo Saravia, his first bucket tonight. He's got two. And it's 38-28. Glen Oaks opening up a 10-point lead. Now with 6.5 minutes to go till halftime. Nichols brings it to the right wing for LMC. Top of the key to Johnson. Austin looks to drive. He's denied. Left side to Walker. Jamon drives to the left side of the lane. Leans in. Jumper no. And a foul. It's on Glen Oaks. Daniel Hughley, his first. Team's eighth. He's going to send Jamon Walker to the line to shoot two. First one is good for Jamon. One more coming up for the 5'10 freshman from Benton Harbor. In between the free throws, Andrew McGuirt's going to check back in. Isaiah Brooks is back in. And Jamaka Galladay also checking back in for Coach Jeremy Schaefer and the Red Hawks. Second free throw is in and out, no good for Jamon. And the rebound to Glen Oaks. 38-29 is the Glen Oaks lead. Vikings lead it by 9 with the basketball. 6 minutes to go till halftime. On the left side, Redmond wants to drive. He's denied. Get it out to Bradley. Right wing, Saravia. Back to Bradley. One-on-one against Brooks. Brooks off the screen. Brings it to the left side of the lane. Now right side, Saravia into the corner. It goes to Harris, and Whitney Harris, a three-point jumper, is good. Got 6 points. 41-29 is the Glen Oaks lead. 5.5 minutes to go till halftime. Devin Nichols left side for LMC. Step up three off the front of the rim, rolls out, no good. Rebound comes out to Davon Bradley for Glen Oaks. Bradley dribbling in the left wing, into the paint, scoops up and shot it, he got it. Nice move down the lane by Davon Bradley. Give him 6 points on the night. The other end, Brooks at the free throw line for LMC. To Galladay, top of the key to Nichols. Devin looks to work off the screen. He brings it right side. We'll drive it right side of the lane, lay it up. No good. May have been deflected, and the loose ball picked up by Glen Oaks, and the Vikings looking to run. Again, Bradley left side of the lane, lays it up. This one, no good. Galladay the rebound for LMC. Outlet pass stolen away. Now here is Bradley, leaning jumper from the top of the key. Take that back. That's Redmond, and a timeout LMC. We'll take a break. 4:44 to go in the half. It's Glen Oaks 45, Lake Michigan College 29 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, 3 pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
4:44 to go, first half. Glen Oaks 45, Lake Michigan College 29. Phil McDonald back at Glen Oaks. Tony McDougal, our producer tonight. Lake Michigan College, the basketball coming out of the timeout. Jamon Walker, left wing, deep three-point jumper. Nothing but net for Jamon. 8 points for Jamon Walker. 45-32 is the Glen Oaks lead. Vikings the basketball. Now 4:15 to go in the half. From the left side, Redmond steps up for a three, and he got it. Caleb Redmond having a great half. He's got 11 points. 48-32. Back to a 16-point advantage for Glen Oaks. LMC the basketball, under 4 minutes to go till halftime. Devin Nichols in between the circles, goes to Jamon Walker, hash mark left side. Jamon, alley-oop pass for Nichols, it's intercepted by Davon Bradley, and here come the Vikings left side. Harris will lean in, lay it up, and good. Whitney Harris has got eight. 50-32, Glen Oaks. 5.5 to play at the other end. Isaiah Brooks will drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good. Glen Oaks, another defensive rebound. Jesse Sawyer, top of the key, Bradley. Bradley steps up left side of the lane. His jumper rolls out, no good. And the rebound, Andrew McGuirt for LMC. McGuirt, top of the key, right side of the lane. And loses the handle on it, picked up by Jonathan Bowman. Now kick it left side. Devin Nichols for three.
Yes,
good.
Yes, John!
Devin Nichols with a three-point jumper. We've got a timeout. LMC will step aside. 3:08 to go in the half. Glen Oaks 50, Lake Michigan College 15. 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
It's a glorious day and a cold one in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you from Dominion Auto Group. Is your car talking to you? Is it telling you maybe you need to trade me in on something a little more safe? It's telling you to trade it in, and we're going to give you 3,000 reasons why to do it. 3,000 minimum trade on any of our over 300 pre-owned vehicles in stock. That's right, any of them in stock. Plus, we're going to go 3 months to your first payment. Stop on down, pick something out from Dominion Auto Group.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the LMC timeout, 3:08 to go in the half. Glen Oaks 50, Lake Michigan College 35. Tonight's ballgame on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Coming up tomorrow morning, the WSJM Sports Road Trip makes a stop at Berrien Springs High School. We'll talk Shamrock Athletics from 7 till 8. Friday night, it's a girls-boys high school basketball doubleheader with Lakeshore hosting St. Joe. Coverage begins at 5:40 on Friday here on WSJM Sports. Glen Oaks to basketball after the timeout from the free throw line. Here's Tyquez Priester. Priester leaves it right side for Harris. Whitney back along the baseline right side to Priester. 13 to shoot as he comes back out high. Now to Harris in the paint. Follow-away jumper, no good. Bowman the rebound for LMC. John leaves it off for Nichols. Devin from the high left wing will drive it in. He's fouled on the way in. Devin Nichols, an explosive move from the left wing. He's fouled on the way in by Tyquez Priester. Tyquez, his first, team's ninth. Devin Nichols at the line to shoot 1-1. First one bounces out, no good, and Priester the rebound for Glen Oaks. 2.5 minutes to play in the half. 50-35 is the Glen Oaks lead of the Vikings, the basketball. Bradley brings it to the left side for the Vikings. Works off a screen out high, brings it to the free throw line. Now we'll get it to Harris, right wing just inside of the arc. Jumper no good. Devin Nichols the rebound for LMC. Devin to the top of the key. Loses it on the floor, and it's picked up by Glen Oaks. Priester away with it. Leaves it off for Bradley down the left sideline. 2 minutes to go in the half. Bradley, left side, Saravia, LeAngelo. Shovel pass to the top of the key. Comes to Redmond. Now to the right side, Harris. Three-point jumper, good. Whitney Harris, his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 11 points. 53-35. Is the Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. Nichols for the right wing. Goes right side to Jordan Marble for three. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. Loose ball rebound to Glen Oaks. Bounce it right side for Whitney Harris. He'll lose it out of bounds along the far sideline. Turnover is going to give it back to LMC. And on the dead ball, David Victor is going to go back to the bench. Jomel Boyd will check back in for Glen Oaks. LMC to inbound in the backcourt. Minute and a half to play. First half. Glen Oaks up 53-35. Glen Oaks won the first meeting between the two in a high-scoring affair, 94-93 at the Hawks Nest. Pass out high for LMC is going to be lost out of bounds, knocked out by Glen Oaks. It's going to stay with the Red Hawks. Minute 17 to go in the half. LMC will inbound in the backcourt in front of their own bench. Isaiah Brooks to toss it in. The John Bowman will get it back to Brooks, and Isaiah to get it up over the timeline for LMC. Bounce it to Bowman at the free throw line. Tries to drive in. He's denied. To Nichols, top of the key. Devin bounces it into the paint. Now off to the top of the key. Jordan Marble for three. Rattles out. No good. And Glen Oaks the rebound. Under a minute to go in the half. Glen Oaks up 53-35. Devon Bradley now in between the circles. He'll be picked up defensively by Brooks. To the free throw line, he finds Priester. Turnaround jumper is no good. Brooks the rebound for LMC. Quickly into the offensive end. Isaiah goes left side. Devin Nichols open for three. Rolls out, no good. Harris the rebound for Glen Oaks. But a three-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock, so Glen Oaks will have to shoot before the end of the half. 20 seconds to shoot. Now 23 seconds on the game clock. Devon Bradley dribbling in the high right wing near the hash mark. He brings it down the far sideline, picked up by Isaiah Brooks defensively. Bradley to the free throw line. Behind the back pass, intercepted by Brooks. Here comes LMC. Get it to Jamon Walker down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot up. No, but he's fouled on the shot. Jamon's going to go to the line to shoot two. And the foul on Glen Oaks is on Caleb Redmond. Caleb, his first. Team's 10th. Jamon Walker at the line to shoot two for LMC. Jamon one for two at the free throw line. He's got 8 points. First free throw is good.
Red, we're in red.
One more coming up for Jamon. Had 13 points in the loss to Glen Oaks earlier this season back home at the Hawks Nest. Second free throw is also good. 3 seconds to go. Glen Oaks will inbound in the backcourt. 2 seconds. Now down to one. Half court jumper by Bradley is no good. And we play 20 minutes in Glen Oaks. Another half to come. We'll take a break. Our halftime score, Glen Oaks 53, Lake Michigan College 37 on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back in Glen Oaks. Tony McDougall, our producer tonight. One more half to play, the men's portion of our doubleheader. Our score is Glen Oaks 53 and Lake Michigan College 37. Next up on the schedule, both these teams back in action on Saturday. Lake Michigan College will be at home against Mid-Michigan Community College Saturday afternoon for the women's men's doubleheader that starts at 1 o'clock. Glen Oaks on Saturday will be on the road at Kellogg in Battle Creek for a women's men's doubleheader starting at 1 o'clock. Again for Glen Oaks, Jesse Sawyer leading the way. He's got 12 points tonight. And for LMC, Jonathan Bowman and Jamon Walker each with 10 to lead the Red Hawks. We are 20 minutes away to see if Glen Oaks completes the doubleheader sweep tonight or if LMC earns the doubleheader split. Alternate possession belongs to Glen Oaks to begin the second half. Again, the Vikings lead at 53-37. Whitney Harris will toss it in at midcourt to Devon Bradley. Bradley, right side, driving in from the right side. Jesse Sawyer will lay it up and good. Sawyer's got 14. LMC quickly into the offensive end. Devin Nichols, leave it top of the key to Isaiah Brooks. His outlet pass is stripped away, but tracked back down by Jamon Walker. Walker in some traffic. We'll get it to Brooks. 14 to shoot. Isaiah drives it from the left side. Scoop pass to Jonathan Bowman at the free throw line. Jumper in and out, no good. And the rebound to Glen Oaks, and a foul on the rebound. And it's on Glen Oaks, a push underneath on Jesse Sawyer, his third, team's first. LMC will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Tyquez Priester will check back into the lineup for Coach David Victor and the Vikings. Jesse Sawyer will check out with the three personal fouls. LMC will inbound along the baseline to the right of their own bucket. Before they do, the officials have a quick conversation in the paint. Whatever they needed to cuss, they are all set. And now LMC to inbound. It'll come to John Bowman. John will kick it into the corner left side. Devin Nichols for three. Good! Devin Nichols with the three-point jumper. Give him 11 points tonight. 55-40, Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball. Not quite a minute gone here in the second half. On the left side, Caleb Redmond for the Vikings. Looks baseline, it said, into the left wing to Jamel Boyd. Now to the right side of the lane. Leaning jumper is no good for Priester. And the rebound, John Bowman for LMC. Bowman will get it to Nichols. Devin into the paint. Running jumper is no good. Rebound will come out to Glen Oaks. Caleb Redmond. Redmond from the left side to the free throw line. He finds Priester. He'll drive it left side. Lay it up. No good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be a foul on Glen Oaks. Vikings foul is on Tyquez Priester. His second. Team second. 55-40 is the Glen Oaks lead. LMC to inbound in the backcourt. John Bowman to trigger it in. We'll wait for Tyquez Priester to tie his shoe. Now he will, and LMC will inbound uncontested. Devin Nichols down the left, down the right sideline. Bring it to the top of the key. Leave it off for Brooks. Isaiah keeps the dribble. Now leaves it off for Nichols. Devin is the sidestep of the defense. He is denied. Now brings it to the top of the key. Ball stolen away by Davon Bradley. Bradley's got a breakaway. Alley-oop off the backboard and dunked by Jason Carter. I'll take that back. That was Jamel Boyd. Now a deep three from the right side. Jamon Walker for LMC is good. We'll have a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 18:04 to play. It's Glen Oaks 57, LMC 43 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome, breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the LMC timeout, Glen Oaks the basketball, 57-43 is the Glen Oaks lead, and the Vikings the basketball. Bradley, lob pass into the paint. It comes to Jamel Boyd, and Boyd will lay it up and good. Boyd now with 10 points on the night. Jamon Walker to the free throw line for LMC, into the paint. Picks up the dribble. Top of the key, he finds Devin Nichols. Back left side, John Bowman. Three-point jumper, no. Gets his own rebound. John will put it back up, and good. Bowman with 12. 59-45. Glen Oaks the lead. And the basketball. Bradley. Out in between the circles. Picked up defensively by Keanu Hicks. And a foul on LMC away from the ball. That's going to be on Isaiah Brooks. Isaiah, his second. Team's first. Glen Oaks to inbound along the baseline. Lob it out to Whitney Harris. Harris left side to Bradley. Into the paint. It comes to Boyd. Top of the key. Pull-up jumper right side of the lane is good for Caleb Redmond. K Caleb's got 13 points. 61-45 is the Glen Oaks lead. Jamon Walker at the free throw line for LMC. Drives the lane, lays it up, no good. Bowman's the follow, that's no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Glen Oaks. It stays with LMC underneath. Red Hawks to inbound to the right of their bucket. A little more than 3 minutes gone in the second half. Glen Oaks leads it 61-45. Isaiah Brooks to toss it in. Wants to go down low. He finally finds Bowman. Now left side, Jamon Walker fakes the three. And the foul as he tries to drive toward the lane. Glen Oaks follows on Caleb Redman, his second. And the team's third. LMC to inbound along the near sideline. Between the scorer's table and the edge of their bench. Here's Jamon Walker in the corner left side. Jamon will look to drive, spins left side of the lane. Cannot get the shot off. Top of the key, it comes to Nichols. Devin finds an opening right side of the lane, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the way up. Devin Nichols goes to the line to shoot two. Glen Oaks foul is on Tyquest Priester, his third. Team's fourth. Devin Nichols goes to the line to shoot two. Devin, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points. First free throw, no good. One more coming up for the 6'3 sophomore from Benton Harbor. Devin had 33 points in the loss at home to Glen Oaks earlier this season. Got 11 here tonight. And the second free throw is good. 12 points for Devin Nichols, 61-46. Glen Oaks the lead, and the basketball. Glen Oaks is led by as many as 18. LMC slowly chipping away here in the second half, and a steal out high. John Bowman into the offensive end. Devin Nichols, one-handed dunk is good. 14 points for Devin Nichols, 61-48. Is the Glen Oaks lead. Top of the key, Redman. Pull-up three-point jumper is no good. Jamon Walker the rebound for LMC. 4 minutes gone in the second half. LMC down 61-48 with the basketball. And Jamon tries to drive it in from the right side. Foul on the wing in. Glen Oaks fouls on Davon Bradley, his second. Team's fifth. David Victor wants a timeout, and he gets it. We'll step aside. Timeout Glen Oaks. 15:55 to play. Glen Oaks 61, Lake Michigan College 48 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
It's a glorious day and a cold one in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you from Dominion Auto Group. Is your car talking to you? Is it telling you maybe you need to trade me in on something a little more safe? It's telling you to trade it in, and we're going to give you 3,000 reasons why to do it. 3,000 minimum trade on any of our over 300 pre-owned vehicles in stock. That's right, any of them in stock. Plus, we're going to go 3 months to your first payment. Stop on down, pick something out from Dominion Auto Group.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the timeout, Lake Michigan College to basketball, and Devin Nichols will drive the left side of the lane, lay it up no good, and Glen Oaks away with the rebound. 15:40 now to go in the game. Glen Oaks 61, Lake Michigan College 48. Glen Oaks to basketball from the right side, Priester. Get it off to Bradley. Behind the back pass, almost intercepted. It's picked up by Harris. Whitney, right side, three-point jumper, no good. And the rebound out of bounds off of LMC at the stage at Glen Oaks. And on the dead ball, Andrew McGuirt will check back in for Coach Jeremy Schaefer and the Red Hawks. Glen Oaks to inbound along the baseline to the left of their bucket. Redmond to toss it in. Caleb right side of the lane to Harris. Whitney's short jumper is good on the box right side. Whitney Harris has got 13 at the other end. Devin Nichols quickly into the offensive end. Dribbles away from traffic. Brings it back out to the right wing to set up the offense. Devin leaves it off for Jamon Walker down the right side of the lane. Lays it high off the glass. It bounces out. No good. Rebound comes out to Glenn Oaks and Tyquez Priester. Priester leaves it off for Bradley. Bradley quickly on into the offensive end. Now to Harris. Whitney drives in from the right side, lays it up, and good. Whitney Harris, 15 points tonight, 65-48, Glenn Oaks. Now Devin Nichols down the right side of the lane, running jumper one-handed with the right hand is good. The other end, Davon Bradley to Whitney Harris, corner in the right side. Here's Caleb Redmond. Redmond, right side of the lane to Priester. And he's fouled on the way up. See who the LMC foul is on. It's on Jamon Walker, his first. Team second. At the lawn, Tyquez Priester to shoot two for Glenn Oaks. Jordan Marble set to check in after the first free throw. For LMC, and the first free throw is no good off the front of the rim, so Jordan will check in. Jamon Walker heading to the Lake Michigan College bench. LeAngelo Saravia set to check back in for Glenn Oaks. If this free throw was made, and it is, Tyquez Priester, the second free throw was good, gives him 6 points. Saravia checks back in, and Priester checks out.
Outside.
66-50 is the Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. Devin Nichols will leave it off for Isaiah Brooks. Brooks looks over to the bench, see what Jeremy Schaefer wants. The Redhawks to run here. Brooks has it in between the circles. Backs it out near the midcourt circle. Surveys the situation. Right side leaves it off for McGuirt. Andrew to the top of the key to the left wing. He's picked up defensively by Caleb Redmond. Andrew into the corner left side. Here's Bowman into the paint. Off balance jumper. No. Rebound out of bounds off of LMC. It goes to Glenn Oaks. 6 minutes gone in the second half. Glenn Oaks up 66-50. Bradley quickly into the offensive end. High left wing, leave it off for Redmond. Three-point jumper, good. Caleb Redmond with the three-point jumper. We've got a timeout, LMC. We'll step aside, 13:54 to play. Glen Oaks 69, Lake Michigan College 50, and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Lake Michigan College timeout, 13:54 to go in the game. It's all Glen Oaks tonight. 69-50 is the Viking lead. Coming up tomorrow morning, the WSJM Sports road trip makes a stop at Berrien Springs High School. Again, we're talking Shamrock Athletics from 7 till 8 tomorrow morning. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, on the WSJM Sports app, and online at WSJMSports.com. Tonight's ballgame at WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. LMC the basketball coming out of the timeout. Isaiah Brooks will hand it off to Devin Nichols out high in between the circles. Devin goes left side to Brooks. Isaiah back to Nichols, right side Marble, back out to Nichols, 12 seconds to shoot. Devin from the top of the key, running jumper in the paint with the right hand is good.
Five open.
18 points for Devin Nichols. 69-52 is the Glen Oaks lead. At the free throw line, Bradley will left side to Harris. Whitney's three-point jumper is no good. Rebound comes out to LMC. Bowman will get it to Nichols. Devin dribbling in the left wing to Bowman, top of the key. Just inside the arc, jumper rims around and out, no good. The rebound to Glen Oaks and Whitney Harris. Harris in the left wing will get it out high to Bradley and Davon to set up the offense as he brings it to the right wing. And whistle, and we've got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on LMC and Jonathan Bowman. John picks up his third, team's third. 12:50 to play. 69-52 is the Glen Oaks lead. Pass comes in to Boyd. Outlet to Bradley. His pass back down into the paint to Boyd, and he'll lay it up, and good. Jamel Boyd got 12 points tonight. 71-52. Glen Oaks back up by 19, matching their biggest, I take that back, that is their biggest advantage of the night. Here's Andrew McGuirt, baseline left side. 15-foot jumper is good for Andrew McGuirt. He's got 4 points tonight. 71-54, Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball. 12:15 to play. Bradley to the free throw line. Step up jumper, good. Avon Bradley, his first bucket of the second half. He's got 8 points. 73-54, Glen Oaks. LMC the basketball. McGuirt brings it to the right wing. Keeps the dribble, sets up for a three-point jumper. It rims out, no good. Boyd the rebound for Glen Oaks. Quickly into the offensive end. Down the right side of the lane, leans in, lays it up, and goaltending. Jonathan Bowman went up for the block. His goaltending, give the bucket to Jamel Boyd. He's got 14 points. ...75-54... the Glen Oaks lead. Devin Nichols into the corner right side. Marble, a three-point jumper, good! Jordan Marble, his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 9. 75-57, Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball. 11 and a half to play. It's Bradley from the right side, wants to go baseline, picked up by Marble defensively, so we'll toss it left wing. Three-point jumper is no good. Second attempt on the baseline is good for Jamel Boyd. LMC with Devin Nichols quickly into the offensive end. Follow away jumper, right side of the lane is good. Devin now with 20 points on the night. There's Bradley in the right wing for Glen Oaks. Dribbles away from traffic. Under 11 minutes to play. Glen Oaks up 77-59. Harris to Boyd, right side of the lane. His follow away 10-foot jumper. Bounces out, no good. Marble the defensive rebound. Outlet to McGuirt. Andrew from the right side will go baseline. Lay it up. It's blocked out of bounds by Boyd. It's going to stay with LMC. On the dead ball, Reese Hirschbeck will check in for the first time tonight for David Victor and Glen Oaks. Daniel Hughley will check back in as well. LMC to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Isaiah Brooks to toss it in. Isaiah comes out high, ball tipped away, but it's tracked down by LMC. Here's McWirt. Andrew to the free throw line. Off-balance jumper bounces out, no good. Hughley the rebound for Glen Oaks. The offensive end, Saravia, get it to Bradley. Hash mark left side. Saravia to Hirschbeck. Left side of the lane. Lay it up, no good. Marble the rebound for LMC. Jordan down the right side. Goes left side for McGuirt. Andrew a three-point jumper off the mark, no good. Saravia the rebound for Glen Oaks. Coming up on 10 minutes to play. Halfway through the second quarter, Glen Oaks the basketball up 77-59. Harris, right side of the lane, backs in, puts up a jumper, got it, and a foul. Whitney Harris going to the line looking to complete the three-point play. LMC foul is on Devin Nichols. That's only his first, team's fourth. Jamon Walker on the dead ball, checking back in for LMC. Devin Nichols heads to the bench. 20-point Glen Oaks lead. At the free throw line, Harris and the free throw is good. Points for Whitney Harris. LMC into the offensive end. Marble to the free throw line. Shovel pass right side to Walker. Jamon dribbles, penetrates. Outlet pass tipped away. Picked up by Walker. Jamon, corner left side. Three-point jumper for Austin Johnson is no good. Rebound comes out to Glen Oaks. 9.5 to play. Bradley spins from the top of the key. Follow-away jumper. That's no good. LMC the rebound. Jamon Walker sprints into the offensive end, drives the right side of the lane, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the shot. Jamon goes to the line to shoot two. Glen Oaks foul is on LeAngelo Saravia, his third, team sixth. Foul's going to send Jamon Walker to the line to shoot two. First one is good. One more coming up for Jamon. And a second free throw bounces off the back of the iron and out. Hirschbach, the rebound for Glen Oaks. Vikings slowly up over the timeline with Bradley. Saravia in the left wing, one-on-one against Marble. Or Hirschbach, left side of the lane, backs in, jumper, no. Rebound, Harris, putback is good. And we'll have a timeout. LMC will step aside. 8:58 to play. Glen Oaks 82, Lake Michigan College 60 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
The experience that our agents have is uncomparable to any other agency in this area.
Tarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Lake Michigan College timeout, 8:58 to go in the game. Glen Oaks 82, Lake Michigan College 60. And LMC to inbound in the backcourt. Isaiah Brooks down the left side. Get it to Jamon Walker, right wing. Three-point jumper, good! Jamon Walker with 16 points tonight. 82-63, Glen Oaks the lead and the basketball. Coming up on 8.5 minutes to play. Lob pass to Harris, left side of the lane. He'll lean in, jumper no good, but he's fouled on the way up by Austin Johnson. Austin picks up his second personal, the team's fifth. John Bowman, Devin Nichols, Keanu Hicks set to check in after this free throw, and it is good for Whitney Harris. One more coming up. Harris now with 21 points. His second free throw. He had 30 in the win at Lake Michigan College, the first meeting between the two. Second free throw is good. After missing his first two, Whitney's now hit three in a row from the free throw line. He's got 22 points. 84-63 is the Glen Oaks lead. Devin Nichols finds an opening down the right side of the lane, lays it up and good. Nice floater by Devin Nichols. Not to be outdone, he's got 22 on the night. 84-65 is the Glen Oaks lead. Vikings the basketball. Coming up on 8:10 to play in the game. Harris box left side, turns, lays it up and good. He's going to lean in, and Whitney Harris got 24 points. Jamon Walker tries to drive in from the right side, and he's fouled on the way by LeAngelo Saravia. Saravia, his fourth personal foul. And the team seventh sends Jamon to the free throw line to shoot two. Substitution for Glen Oaks is David Victor will bring Jesse Sawyer back in. Jamon Walker's first free throw is good. He now has 17 points. Second free throw for Jamon is good. 86-67. LMC almost a steal in the inbound pass. Nice play by Keanu Hicks, but his momentum carried him out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Glen Oaks. 5 teams in an inbound near the left corner, and the inbound pass is picked up by Davon Bradley, and he'll lay it in from the left side. Bradley's got 10. 88-67 is the Glen Oaks lead. From the right side, Jamon Walker will drive it in, lay it up, got it, and a foul. Glen Oaks foul. It's on Daniel Hughley, his second. Team's 8. Give Jamon Walker the bucket, and he's at the line looking to complete the 3-point play. Free throw is good. 21 points for Jamon Walker. 88-70 is the Glen Oaks lead. Vikings the basketball. Bradley to get it up over the timeline. It's picked up by Keanu Hicks defensively, and a reach in on Keanu with a foul. Keanu picks up his first personal. Team's 6th.
It's 20, right, John? 20 on the shot.
Glen Oaks to inbound from the far side.
I honestly didn't know for sure. That's why I was asking. That's safe.
Daniel Hughley to toss it in. Here's Bradley at the top of the key. Get it back. Left side, Hughley. Goes baseline to Bradley. Free throw line extended left side. He's picked up defensively by Hicks. Now to the left wing. A 3-point jumper is good by Jesse Sawyer. Sawyer's got 17. It's 91-70. Glen Oaks. Into the offensive end, Hicks from the corner left side, high arcing 3-point jumper, nothing but net. Keanu Hicks, his first bucket of the night comes outside the arc. He's got 3, 91-73. Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball, coming up on 7 minutes to go in the game. Bradley to the free throw line, spins, lays it up, no, but he's fouled on the way up. Davon's going to go to the line to shoot 2. LMC foul. It's on Jamon Walker, his second. Team's 7th. Davon Bradley to the line. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 10 points. One more than what he had in the win at Lake Michigan College earlier this season. First free throw was good. Davon now 3 of 3 from the stripe. Just under 7 minutes to play in the game. 92-73. Is the Glen Oaks lead, and the second free throw for Bradley, no good, and the rebound LMC. John Bowman to the free throw line, down the lane, lays it up, and a blocking foul on Glen Oaks. Going to send John Bowman to the line to shoot 1 and 1. Glen Oaks foul is on Therese Hirschbeck, his first. Team's 9th. Bowman's first free throw bounces out. No good. Will not get the bonus. Glen Oaks up 92-73. 6:40 to go in the game. Bradley pass to the free throw line. Stripped away. Here's Marble into the offensive end. Devin Nichols, a two-handed dunk is good. Devin Nichols, his second dunk of the night. Got 24 points. 92-75 is the Glen Oaks lead. At the other end, Whitney Harris will drive it in, lay it up, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. LMC fouls on Jamon Walker, his third. That is the team's 8th. He's going to send Whitney Harris to the free throw line and shoot 2 for Glen Oaks. Isaiah Brooks set to check in after the first free throw, and that one's good. Also checking in for Glen Oaks, Caleb Redman. Jamon Walker to head out for LMC. Second free throw for Harris. Bounce is out, no good. And the long rebound comes out to Devin Nichols. Nichols for LMC from the right side. Running jumper in the lane. Got it, and a foul. And the foul on Glen Oaks is on Caleb Redman, his third. Team's 10th. Devin Nichols going to the line again, looking to complete the 3-point play. He's got 26 points tonight. And the free throw is good. Devin Nichols, 27 on the night. 93-78, Glen Oaks the lead and the basketball coming up on 10 minutes to go here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Hughley in the right wing to Harris. Whitney's three-point jumper bounces out, no good. Hirschbach the rebound, get it to Harris, leans in right side, jumper, got it, and a foul.
I need to push on the box out first.
And the LMC foul is on Keanu Hicks, his second. The team's ninth. Harris at the line, looking to complete the three-point play. No. And LMC the rebound. Devin Nichols drives the lane, lays it up, no good. Knocked away out of bounds. It is off of Glen Oaks. It's going to stay with LMC in the offensive end. Brooks to the right side. Three-point jumper is good for Jordan Marble. His fourth three-pointer of the night. Give him 12. 95-81. Glen Oaks the lead in the basketball coming up on 5.5 minutes to go. High left wing, Caleb Redmond. Dribbles to the top of the key. Right side to Harris. Jordan Marble tips it away. And LMC away with the loose ball. Get it to Nichols. Devin looking left side. Instead, he keeps the dribble at the top of the key. Devin drives the left side of the lane. Get it to Marble in the left corner. Three-point jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound put back up. That is no good for Hicks. And the rebound to Glen Oaks. Left side, Harris. Harris, right side of the lane. He'll pass it off to Redmond. His jumper no good. And Boyd, the offensive follow is good.
John, I need you in there.
Jamel Boyd with 18 points. Under 5 minutes to play, 97-81 is the Glen Oaks lead. LMC the basketball. Devin Nichols in the high right wing for the Redhawks. Goes left side to Marble, comes back out to Isaiah Brooks. Brooks, left side of the lane, leans in, lays it up, got it, and a foul. Isaiah Brooks gonna go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Glen Oaks foul is on Daniel Hughley, his third. For LMC, Jamon Walker checking back in. Keanu Hicks will check out. And you've got Isaiah Brooks at the line, looking to complete the three-point play, and the free throw is good. 4 points for Isaiah Brooks, 97-84. Here's the Glen Oaks lead. LMC not letting the Vikings run away from this one yet. Along the baseline, here's Harris. Looks to drive in, leans in. His shot is blocked by Devin Nichols. Jordan Marble away with the loose ball. Get it down to Brooks. He'll lay it up and good. 6 points for Isaiah Brooks. 97-86 is the Glen Oaks lead. Vikings up over the midcourt stripe. Dump pass down low, right side of the lane. Jamel Boyd will lay it in. He's got 20. The other end, Jamon Walker. Wraparound layup for LMC is good. 99-88, Glen Oaks the lead and the basketball. Harris up over the timeline, 3:40 to go. Harris will drive the left side of the lane, lay it up and good. 101-88, Glen Oaks the lead, LMC the basketball. Devin Nichols in the high left wing, brings it to the top of the key. Shovel pass right wing to Brooks, left side to Jamon Walker, right in front of the LMC bench. Jamon to the top of the key. Finds an opening right side of the lane before the shot. He is fouled on the way in. He'll be at the line to shoot two in the double bonus. Glen Oaks foul is on Daniel Hughley. That's his fourth. Jamon Walker is at the line to shoot two in the double bonus. First one is good. Second free throw for Jamon is also good. 101-90. Glen Oaks the lead. They'll inbound against full court pressure. Yeah. up over the timeline. Bradley will toss it left side for Redmond. Back to Bradley standing inside the midcourt circle. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the game. And whistle stoppage of play. They want to reset the shot clock. It's down to five. So they'll put 16 on the shot clock. 3:03 to play. Glen Oaks up 101-90. Vikings the inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Redmond to toss it in. Lob way out high for Bradley. Davon dribbling in the right wing, one-on-one against Isaiah Brooks. Foul away from the ball.
My guys allowed that space too.
Jamon Walker.
He's trying to protect himself there because he's driving.
His fourth. Team's 10th. That's going to send Jesse Sawyer to the line to shoot two in the double bonus for Glen Oaks. 2:57 to play. Glen Oaks up 101-90. Sawyer's first is good. One more coming up for the 6'4 freshman. Now he has 18 points. Second free throw is good.
Trey!
103-90, Glen Oaks the lead, LMC the basketball, under 3 minutes to play. Devin Nichols pass into the left corner, and a three-point jumper. Jamon Walker is good and a foul. Fouls on Caleb Redmond, his fourth. Jamon Walker, the three-pointer, gives him 28 points on the night. He's at the line looking to complete the four-point play. And the free throw is good. 29 points for Jamon Walker. 103-94, LMC to within 9, 2:45 to play. Glen Oaks trying to hang on for this one. It was a great contest, the first meeting between the two, and it's coming down to be another good one here tonight. Boyd, he'll lay it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, put it back up, and good. Jamel Boyd now with 22 points. 105-94 is the Glen Oaks lead. There's Devin Nichols at the top of the key. Ball out high, stolen away by Avon Bradley. Bradley a one-on-one against Brooks, lay it up and good. Bradley's got 13. 107-94 is the Glen Oaks lead. 2:10 to play. Walker from the right wing will drive it in for LMC. Lay it up, no, but he's fouled on the way in. And the Glen Oaks foul is on Caleb Redmond, and that is going to be his fifth. Caleb will foul out with 16 points on the night. Tonight's ballgame on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. So with Redmond fouling out, LeAngelo Saravia will check back in for Coach David Victor and the Vikings. And the free throw for Walker, no good. Get one more. He's there to shoot two. .107-94 is the Glen Oaks lead. Second free throw is good. .107-95, Glen Oaks lead. They'll inbound along the baseline of the backcourt, get it into Jesse Sawyer. Sawyer will drive it in, lay it up, got it, and a foul. Jesse Sawyer with a drive, and he'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Jonathan Bowman with the foul, his fourth. Sawyer's free throw is good. Give him 22 points. And Bradley is stealing the inbound pass with 2 minutes to go. Bradley from the left side into the corner. He'll get it to Saravia. Now right side, Harris. He'll look to drive it in from outside the arc. Lay it up, no, but a foul on the shot. And the LMC foul is on Isaiah Brooks, his third. Tonight's ballgame at WSJM Sports also brought to you in part by Pizza Hut, McGee's Heating and Air, and Dominion Auto Group. Whitney Harris at the line to shoot two. First one rattles out, no good. One more coming up. Substitutions for LMC. Jamaka Galladay checks in along with Austin Johnson. Andrew McGuirt. And Keanu Hicks. Jordan Marble, the only one still out there for LMC. Second free throw, no good, and a foul on the rebound on Glenn Oaks. It's on Jesse Sawyer, his fourth. Player control foul. Nope, I'll say it was a push, so it is going to be two free throws in the double bonus at the other end for LMC. 1:56 to play. Glenn Oaks up 110-95. Jamaka Holiday, or Galladay, at the line to shoot two. Jamaka's first trip to the line. First one is good. Jamaka, one more coming up. That's his first point of the night. Galladay's second is off the front of the rim, no good. Glenn Oaks the rebound. Boyd, the left side, get it to Harris, drives in, lays it up, no good. Boyd, the offensive rebound, put back up. No, instead he'll get it off to Harris, and Whitney will lay it up and good. He's got 31 points. 112-96 is the Glenn Oaks lead. LMC the basketball, minute 35 to play in the game. From the left wing, three-point jumper for Andrew McGuirt, no good, and Glenn Oaks the rebound. Avon Bradley to walk it up over the timeline. We'll have a timeout. Glenn Oaks will step aside. 1:22 to play. Glenn Oaks 112, LMC 96, and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're sick of staring at the same four walls.
Oh, you got the cabin fever.
When you're sick of driving the same four wheels.
Doc, we've got another acute case of needs a new motoritis fever.
Your only antidote is at Siemens in Bridgeman, where the prices and selection are symptoms of their immediate need to clear out winter inventory and OW now. Get out. Get to Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgeman. Cure your fever today.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the timeout, Glenn Oaks the basketball. Jamel Boyd will drive it right side of the lane, lay it up, no good. Then he's fouled on the way in, and LMC foul is on Austin Johnson, his third. That foul is going to send Jamel Boyd to the line to shoot two. 112-96 is the Glenn Oaks lead. Like they're waiting for the backboard to quit shaking. Somebody had hit it on the way up on that last bucket attempt. First free throw for Boyd, no good. One more coming up. Glenn Oaks set to complete the season sweep of LMC. Second free throw for Boyd is good. Gives him 23 points. 113-96. It's Andrew McGuirt from the free throw line. Kick it right side for Johnson. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to LMC. Right side McGuirt for three. That's nothing but net. Andrew McGuirt, 7 points on the night. 113-99. Glenn Oaks the lead in the basketball. 40 seconds to play. Bradley picked up by Hicks defensively. High left wing to Saravia. Now into the right wing. A three-point jumper for Dominic Kelly. No good. Rebound put back up is good for Jesse Sawyer to give him 24 points. 115-99. Glenn Oaks the lead. LMC the basketball. 20 seconds to play. McGuirt right wing. Three-point jumper. No good. And the rebound, Glenn Oaks. David Victor tells his Vikings just to get it up over the timeline and then run out the clock. And Glenn Oaks, he's going to pull away and win this one and complete the season sweep as we are down to 1 second, and that is going to do it. Glenn Oaks wins it, going away in the closing minutes. We'll take a break. Final score, Glenn Oaks 115, LMC 99 on 106.1 at 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.